Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Just create.
Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, that we can enter in right now. Come on, church, let's enter in this morning, giving God all praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Come on, open up your mouth and just give God praise right now, right where you are, knowing that God is able, hallelujah, to divinely intervene and turn the situation around for your good. Come on, right now, shout glory, hallelujah. Come on, church, to the church, say amen. Come on, give God all praise because he is worthy to be praised, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your name, God. Come on, everybody. Come on in, church. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hiya, right where you are. Praise me, just thank him that he's giving you this day. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, O God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, O God. We thank you, O God, that you that have kept us, as you that have saved us, O God, as you that sent your only Son to die, O God, for us that we may be saved, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, cold in our right mind, O God. We thank you every beat of our heart and every breath that we take right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us right now, that we will hear our Heavenly Father's voice, and lead us in prayer this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to your presence right now with praise and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now to receive our forgiveness and cleansing this morning from all unrighteousness, from wrinkle and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, and the intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, move mighty on this call today. Bring in healing, bring in deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we need you right now, oh God. We come casting all our cares and fears and burdens down this morning. And we take up peace that you give, oh God. Not let the world, and we walk in it, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we surrender all over to you, oh God. We bind our life to the mind of Christ, that we may operate the way that Christ will operate. We bind our will to the will of God right now. Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say thank you enough, and yet still we thank you. And we have 1,000 tons of peace, hallelujah. We still can thank you enough, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, restore us in the days of the beginnings of God when you say it is good, amen. We thank you, oh God, for the good things, amen. In our life, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you, oh God, for your presence. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. And in your presence, we have purpose, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you, oh God, for your plan, that we may have a full life and enjoy it. In heaven and abundance and ultra overflowing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provisions. That all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. And we may prosper even in our soul class. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection. Amen. For your perfect love, heaven, and all fear. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your peace. Amen. That your times are not under. All of our people, oh God, the only way that we can be kept by you, oh God. Lord, we know that you can do all things with us. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way right now, oh God. In the life of your children, oh God. Make your suffering on the day, oh God. Deliver us, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, when they have sins, oh God, let them hear them come and take place and be still. In the name of Jesus Christ. We'll let them come out of confusion. Let peace come and be still. In the name of Jesus Christ. We'll let them live in death, oh God. Lord, I ask that you're blessed, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, make it more than enough, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you don't do anything else. You've already done up, oh God. Oh Lord, but we ask to come and be changed on today, oh God. That we won't leave this line of talking where they help you with down in, oh God. But we receive change, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that our mouths will be pure and righteous and holy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will speak with the boldness and the coldness and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, do whatever you can do, oh God. Yeah, come on, Lord, shut up. Oh Lord, make us strong to the feet of never none, oh God. Let us flourish, oh God, and be blessed by Sharon, oh God, and take her, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, you know what we need before we act. Oh Lord, move mighty, mighty, mighty on today, oh God. Oh Lord, he kind of lost Shantaya. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for the lost this morning, that they will be found, oh God, that you will send all your children, oh God, to go out to seek the one that is lost, and then to bring them back in, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we shall rejoice together, hope was because of the one, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, have your way, God. We bless your holy name, Father. Lord, according to the judgment and I, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for all of your love you have placed in our heart for you. You're creating us a clean heart, a broken heart, a contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness, oh Lord, know that with you, Father God, all things are possible. When man in the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something. Lord, we come to you out of the issue. The love relationship that we have with you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said in Psalm 32 and 1, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desire, yea, and cries for the cause of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning, amen. Let only let the fire burn heavily increasing in us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us hold us with our free spirit, oh God, and let God be magnified. Lord, let there be any wicked way within us, oh God. Let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the right name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, oh God. My Lord, my God. Hearts, oh God, with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all day long, amen. Creating us a heart of worship, so that we can rejoice holy upon you, oh God. You are our joy and the lifter of our head, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth, oh God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go throughout this day and make it up, and make our lives up, be a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma. That's only that you will be glorified, honored, and our life will be a praise, and the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you right now in love, in our admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, that God is in that leads us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we yield all that we are to you, and we ask that true praise and worship come forth right now for our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and hallelujah to your name, God. We pray, Lord God, for all the ministers on the line today, every apostle, every prophet, hallelujah, every teacher and preacher today, amen. Every evangelist, we pray their strength on today. We pray the protection of their families and households. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, that you will bless them, amen. Hallelujah, that you will favor them all today, oh God. Like never before, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask you to receive your hand, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, that you pour out a blessing on this line, and everyone that is in service today on their homes, that they won't have room enough to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak to every heart and every body in the body. We command you right now to do the work that God has only commanded you to do. Function the way that you were created to function. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak restoration on you right now. Restore every strand, every ligament, hallelujah. Restore every tissue, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring us strength and abundant peace to the mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, and let, oh Lord, let our hearts beat the rhythm of life, oh God. For we know that life is our confession in the blood. Oh Lord, we'll speak to our blood on today, bringing healing to the body, amen. Cleansing all toxins and diseases and viruses. Of Jesus Christ, and now we put the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. The blood covered in Psalm 91 that covers us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and now we declare that we will not be denied. We will not take any penalties or substitutes. We are the real thing because we are the righteousness of God. Come on, in Christ Jesus, who saved us and made us right. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
My Lord, hey, God, I don't want to shout at me. We thank you, Lord. Hiya, hiya, hiya. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for the leaders of this world that they will operate with the mind of Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will travel their wicked ways, that they will seek you, oh God, and that they will find you in the name of Jesus Christ, and that they will open up their hearts and minds and ears to receive from you, oh God, to do what's right for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We speak to every mountain this morning, whatever mountain that you're facing right now. We speak to that mountain today, and we command it to be removed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever that mountain is, whether it's sickness, whether it's pain that's coming, your finances, your marriage, your trip, whatever that mountain is, we speak to that mountain this morning. We command you to be removed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, my God, we thank you. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. We thank you for the lip of the evil speaker. We the ears of the evil listener right now in the name of Jesus Christ, but you will not be able to locate us in the natural and the supernatural. We declare the cloud, hallelujah, rescue today, amen, in every area of our life, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. We all give God to show your children. We call out today, when the Bible says, when the righteous cry out, God, oh, we can deliver out all our troubles. So we declare today, we decree that there will be no perforation of penetration to these hedges of protection, oh God. We just want to say thank you, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name that you will bless our life, oh God, with added years, oh God. Give us a long good life, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we bless our latter days greater than our beginnings, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, restore our days to the days of our youth, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not walk bitter. We will not walk bitter, but we're going to walk and stand straight up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We serve a God that is able, so we decree and declare that we are not disabled. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we shall live and not die. We come to every assignment of ancient and its ages, or prove it today and death of all God. That we would so dead into our life for our family. We come just with the bread of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We send that every fire and God of the enemy right now. That we can show up at all doors. That the enemy cut down right now with their hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, yeah, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, and bless your holy name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we need to hear from you today, oh God. Let our own spirit, let anybody else to see the Lord, oh God. We need to welcome you on today, a regular word, oh God, that will move right, oh God, in the life of your children. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give praise, hallelujah, today, oh God. Oh, Lord, and bless your holy name, Father. We pray for marriages this morning. We pray, Father God, that you will bless every marriage that you have ordained, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will strengthen every marriage, oh God, that you ordained, Father God. We pray with all the enemies cause confusion or division, oh God. We pray for unity right now, divine unity. Come in these fields in the name of Jesus Christ. Will the enemies cause the marriage to be confused? With no peace, we command peace to come in these fields right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will bless every marriage in abundance of your greatness, your goodness, and your efficacy, oh God. That the man and the woman and the wife and the husband will see each other with new eyes. With new words, hear with new hallelujah, hear with new ears, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have created a prayer that every man that you obey, Father God, is blessed, that is favored, that is victorious, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every attack on God's children that are married today. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I send everything that is spoken back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless all that are going on and coming on today, Father God. Those that are traveling on the road right now, God, we pray for traveling grace and mercies, oh God. Oh, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, every street, every highway, every doorway and sea that we may travel on today. Every vehicle that we may enter into as a driver or passenger, oh God. We plead the blessed blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, as our protection, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. You know, mechanical things, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus that everyone that's on here is a business owner. Oh, Lord, I ask that you bless your business, oh, God. We pray for divine contracts, divine promotion. We pray for divine connections for their business. If their business will prosper from this day forward, they will go up and not down. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, I ask that you open the doors that no man can call for their business. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, put their name at the top of the list. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, those that are dealing with addictions, hallelujah, Lord, give them, hallelujah, new desires, oh, God. Take the case out their mouth, oh, God. Whatever the thing that they're addicted to, that's keeping them from you, Father God, that's keeping them doing what you call them to do. We speak it in addiction right now. We command you to cease your words and die at the root of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. And we just pray to put our faith in his soul. And it shall be no other way. And we just want to say thank you that it is done, oh God. We bless your name, Father God. Lord, we give it all over to you, Father. And we seal this prayer right now and all that we pray for today with the blood of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. By faith, we receive it. If you pray that prayer by faith, so say you should receive it, shall be unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we seal it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God. Let the world and us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Come on, child. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. No matter what's going on in your life. Lord. Still yes. And turn it all around. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank God this morning.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Sunday service.
Yes.
I hope you all can hear us loud and clear this morning. Welcome.
Yes, welcome, welcome. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Because God is good,
yes,
and he's more than worthy to be praised, hallelujah.
Amen.
So we welcome every single one this morning, whether you come from Louisiana, we welcome you. Whether you come from Chicago this morning, we welcome you.
Yes,
whether it be by the way of New York City, we welcome you. Whether you come by Georgia, hallelujah, we welcome you. Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, we welcome you. We welcome every single body here to Sunday service this morning. You could have been anywhere, but you did not find it robbery to be right here with us in the presence of the Lord. So we welcome you. And thank you for welcoming us, hallelujah, the Gospel Public Ministries into your homes, hallelujah. in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. We are the Gospel Brothers Ministry, number one, here in Houston, Texas. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. My husband, he is so excited.
Hallelujah.
Every Sunday, he's so excited. I like to see you that way.
Hallelujah.
And if you're not that way, then I'm concerned.
Full of cheer.
Amen. Look, again, I say to you all, welcome.
Hallelujah.
We are the Gospel Brothers Ministry. Once again, I'm Apostle Tawani Kamani.
And I'm Pastor Doris A. Manning.
And we welcome you. If this is your first time with us here at Sunday service, we want to personally welcome you. My husband and I, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
So if it's your first time, press one. We definitely want to hear from you.
Amen. Yes, we welcome every single one. We do have someone that has pressed one. Well, I think we have two people that's pressed one. Uncle Joel Washington, we bring you on first. Amen. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with you today. You know, it's just a pleasure for me to be with you. You know, it's just, I tell you, I feel so overjoyed, you know. And first of all, I got to say thank you. I got to say thank y'all that I think someone else is coming on to thank y'all for what y'all did last week for the Rowe family, you know. Believe me, she going through some hard times. She need all the prayer that she can get, you know, and we just need your prayer for that family, you know, because it's hard when a mother lose a child. You know it's hard because we all been down that road.
Yes.
So we just thank you and, you know, just pray for that family. So I'll step back and let somebody else, I'll be with y'all later on to give her a song or something, you know. But
amen. Yeah.
You know, you just keep on. Not only pray for her, but pray for my family and all families all over the United States. We all need prayer. God bless.
Amen. 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 Yeah, stay right here with us, Brother Joe. This is my uncle, y'all. This is Uncle Joe. Hallelujah. I love him so much. You know, he's been so faithful, you know, here with us. You know, he definitely has his own church, but he don't find a robbery to come and visit with us and bless us, you know, with song. He tells us about every single body, you know, that may be needing prayer or help, and he's always in that place. So God bless you, Uncle Joe, for all that you're doing for the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus. So stay right there with us. We'll come back. Amen. Okay, last four digits of your telephone number, 6746, the first three-digit area code is 917. Welcome. Welcome. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have someone else. Area code 917, last four digits of your telephone number, 6196. We welcome you. Welcome.
Okay, hi. I'm Dina Rowe, the sister of Wilbur Rowe, who passed away. And I just want to say thank you, Brother Washington, for the solo last week. And thank you guys for the prayers. And just continue to pray for us, especially my mom. She's taking one day at a time, but it's just a little difficult. And we just ask you just to keep us in prayer. Just keep us in prayer, all of us. We only doing one day at a time.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
We just like to thank you guys. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And that's it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And may God keep you. We will continue to lift up the Rowe family, you know, in prayer, you know, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for every single body, every single body that's a part of your body, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continually to heal their minds and to heal their bodies and to lift them up Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know exactly what it is that each and every one needs right now. And we thank you, Father God, that you supply all of their needs. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you are the source. Hallelujah, that you are the way maker. We thank you, Father God, that every single time that we call upon you, that you are right there. You said that the righteous cry out, and you are near to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have called each and every one of us to be a member of your body, to be strong for those that may be weak in this time, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you have given us your word, you have given us your power, you have given us your authority to tread upon scorpions and serpents in the mighty name of Jesus. So we speak to every single thing that causes us to fear. We speak to every single thing that causes us to hurt. And we say, be ye there removed and be cast out right now by the power and blood of Jesus Christ and the word of our testimony. And we thank you, Father God, that it is so right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all do say amen, amen. God bless you, and may God keep each and every one of you. We will keep lifting y'all up in prayer, and we would like for every single body that's a part of the Gospel Public Ministry to keep on lifting up the Rowe family in prayer in a time of mourning. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, you all, we're going to have our song selection. I didn't know Brother Joe was singing this morning. Did you?
Yes.
You said a special at 2 o'clock, is it? At 2 o'clock, okay. Brother Joe, I hope you're ready to sing this morning. If not, I'm going to have to take it. I'm going to have to take over.
Hallelujah.
Yes, good morning. I'm back. Ms. Rowe, I just want you to know that God is with you. He's going to always be with you. He's going to stay with you. Don't you worry about a thing. I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Don't worry, Miss Rowe. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Don't worry, Miss Rowe. Everything gonna be all right. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whenever you have that feeling, trusting God, knowing everything is going to be all right. As Brother Joe said, and Sean, be all right. Be all right. You all, on our 10 o'clock Sunday service, we take communion every Sunday.
doing our 10 o'clock service. At this time, we're going to prepare to take communion. At this time, you grab your juice, your cracker, whatever you have, your things for communion, so we can go ahead and take communion. So we'll have one song selection here, very first song selection, and then we'll come back. We'll have our communion and communion prayer. So stay with us right here. Grab what you need. If it's your first time here with us on Sunday, a morning service, we take our communion. So we're going to go ahead and prepare ourselves to take the communion, not just to take it, but receive on what the communion does in the body of Christ. Amen. So get ready, grab your things right now, and we're going to go ahead and take our communion. God bless you. God keep you all. Stay right there. Don't move. Hallelujah. I got a feeling everything gonna be all right.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's breath feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is holy. Holy. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us prepare to take our communion at this time. We come from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat and pass over with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can now come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you right now, Father. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, Father, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins, all of them, to the cross with you. You took our transgressions. You took our iniquities and our trespasses. You took all of them to the cross. And we thank you that we can take this bread, hallelujah, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and all our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, nailed and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each and every one of us. Your body was broken so our body may be healed. So we say, by the word of our testimony, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took this bread and you broke it. So we take this piece of bread right now in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus, that you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us, for your blood is our atonement. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood justifies us. We thank you that your blood sanctifies us. We thank you that your blood redeems us. Somebody say, I am redeemed. Hallelujah. It cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus. So we now take this cup. Hallelujah. In remembrance of you, you may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen and amen again. Come on, let's give God some glory. Hallelujah. Let's give God some glory. Let's give him some glory for what he has already done. See, this is the reason why we have communion in remembrance of what Jesus Christ has already done. See, the battle is already won in your life. And if you know that by the word of your testimony of what Jesus Christ has already done, you can maintain the victory. Amen.
Amen. At this time, you all are going to have a song selection, and we'll be back for the preach word from our very own minister, Lauren Green. We'll be bringing the word on today. Amen. We look forward to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's be prepared, you all. Get your Bibles open and your pen and your paper to receive the word from Minister Lauren Green that God has given to you.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise it the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just want to holler it out. Come on.
There's a
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're so excited at this time. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Come on. Let's ask the Holy Spirit for our brother to come on in. Hallelujah. For the Holy Spirit can have his way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A God of praise on the inside. Last blood, he brings put a praise on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it touched all over. Amen. So, how we welcome to you right now, no other than our very own God's anointed, God's call and appointed. Hallelujah. Minister of fire. We present to you right now out of Illinois, Minister Lauren Green.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God praise. Come on, give God thank you. Come on, give him the praise. Come on, give him the highest praise. He's worthy of all the praise.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We have a message on today. Amen. We pray that you would be attentive as possible. Amen. It's not a long message, but it's a message that we can all feed on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to go with me to the book of Matthew.
Yes.
The 22nd chapter. The 22nd chapter of Matthew.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Matthew 22:37.
Amen.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law, prophets. Amen.
Amen.
And we like to use that subject, everything in Christ is done by love. Keep loving.
Yeah.
Keep loving. That's the message on today. Keep loving.
Amen.
Amen. The author is attributed to Matthew, a tax collector known as Levi. It was believed to be written approximately at A.D. 70.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It is the first of the four Gospels, meaning the good news. The book of Matthew tells the followers in the New Testament that the word also came in the Old Testament book, primarily written to Jewish audience. Uses numerous Old Testament references to prove that Jesus is the promised Messiah. Amen. And also, in Matthew, it talks about the genealogy that Jesus is in the ancestry line to King David. Amen. Through Mary.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What are things that we want to keep in mind about this message on this morning is that right now we are in the end times. We are in the last day. And if you look around, you can see the signs of the times. And one of the things I want to tell you on this morning is that keep looking.
Amen.
In Matthew 24:12, it says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Jesus.
Don't let the world make you become cold.
Mama.
Amen. Because people can be mean, don't you be mean.
Mm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because the world only cares about themselves, keep having compassion and keep loving others.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Jesus.
The Bible says that where sin abounds, grace much more abounds.
Amen.
In other words, God will give us the grace. God will give us his grace to sustain us.
Amen.
Amen. Keep loving. Keep loving. One of the things that will help us is that you have to put God first.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen.
And you can't put him first if you are not saved. Amen.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The only prayer that God will hear from a person that is unsaved is a repentant prayer.
Jesus.
Repent means to make a complete turn and go in the other direction. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Sometimes a person can be sorry for some of the things that they have done or that they are not living according to the teachings and the things that they were taught when they were brought up. Amen. A seed was planted.
Hallelujah.
They can be sorry and even begin to weep and cry, but if they don't make a complete turn and repent, then they're not saved. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You
Amen.
Must be born again. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus apart, barely, I tell you, no case, no man can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How can someone be born when he is old, Nicodemus asked? Surely, they cannot enter the second time into their mother's womb and be born. Jesus
mm-hmm.
answered, verily, truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and of the Spirit. Flesh
yes,
gives
Lord.
Birth to flesh, but Spirit
mm-hmm.
gives birth to Spirit.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
He said, you
Amen.
Should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows where it pleases. You hear the sound, but you cannot tell where whence it comes from or whence it's going. So
mm-hmm.
it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to bring that point out first because you have to be saved. Now, sometimes a person comes to Christ and instantly he take away the alcohol, the drugs, the lying, everything. Everything is instantly taken away from him. And they start running for Jesus. Then there are some that become saved and they struggle with one thing that they used to do. Don't be too hard on yourself. Amen.
Uh-huh.
We've all been
My
there.
Lord. My Lord, that's right.
Because you stumble and fall does not mean God is not on your side. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
John 3:16, here it is. For God
mm-hmm.
so loved the world that he
yeah.
gave his only begotten son, that uh-huh. whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Yeah.
God so loved the world. You know, some people say that scripture, they read it kind of fast, but he so loved it
yeah.
that he gave his only begotten son. Amen.
Amen.
There's also a foreshadow of what was to come in the Old Testament. Abraham was promised a son. God had gave Abraham a promise that he would be the father of many nations. I'm paraphrasing. That he would be the father of many nations. And Abraham knew that the only way he could be a father of many nations, he had to have a seed. He had to have a son, amen.
Jesus.
And that promised son was Isaac. And God told Abraham to go up to a mountain. After he had waited all this time to have this son, when he was 100 years old and Sarah was 90, take him up and sacrifice him. And Isaac asked him, where is the sacrifice as they were going up? And Abraham
mm-hmm.
told Isaac that God will provide. And the thing that was so amazing is that right when Abraham got ready to come down with the dagger, God told Abraham, don't kill him. The ram is in the bush. It was in the thickest. Abraham believed that God was going to raise Isaac back to life. That's why he went on ahead and was going to sacrifice him. He believed that if he had slew Isaac, that God was going to bring him back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So God himself is not going to ask us to do anything that he wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Abraham to give his only son. So God gave us his only son,
mm-hmm.
which is Jesus. Keep loving. Romans 10:9. If thou wilt declare with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Some
mm-hmm.
translations say you will be saved. Amen.
Jesus.
John 15:12. This is the commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Yes, Lord.
Here it is. In Romans 13:8, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Here's the example right here. If you love your neighbor, you won't commit adultery. Amen.
Amen.
If you love, you won't kill. If you love,
Jesus.
You won't steal.
Jesus.
If you love, you won't bear false witness.
Jesus.
If you love, thou shalt not covet. That means what? Anything that your neighbor has. Your blessing
Jesus.
Is your blessing. Amen. When I see somebody getting blessed, I get excited because I know mine is on the way.
Amen.
Uh-huh. No, got enough blessings for all of us. Amen. Keep loving.
Jesus.
Keep loving.
Amen.
Any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Amen. Your neighbor is not always the person next door. But your neighbor is that person in need. Amen.
Jesus.
When opportunity presents itself, love on them. Amen.
Amen.
Now, here's a good example that Jesus gave. He said in Matthew 5:43, ye have heard that thou have been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now it has been said that this was an upside down teaching of Jesus. But what Jesus was doing was he was showing us a better way. Amen.
Yes.
He said, love your enemies. Amen.
Yes.
In other words, if somebody is not kind to you, amen, kill them with kindness. Amen.
Jesus.
If you don't have any enemies, keep living. There are people who get mad at you because you're a Christian. When they find out that you're a Christian, they try to make it hard for you.
Jesus.
Amen. In the workplace, you have people that do what is called sabotage. If they can't get nothing on you, they're loud.
My Lord.
Amen. I've had it happen.
My Lord.
But I kept loving on them. Yes. Amen. Killing them with kindness. What that does is that keeps you from getting into error. See, when you love another person that's being evil to you, don't you get evil with them like they're becoming evil. Because you can't beat them being mean. Amen. You're not going to win on that side. But if you do it God's way, he's going to give you the victory in that thing. If you do it God's way, he's going to give you victory in that situation. If you do it his way, he's going to work that thing out.
Amen.
Amen. He said, love your enemies. Bless those that curse you. Amen. To speak well of is to bless. To speak bad of is to curse. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. What's in our mouth?
Hallelujah.
Pray for them that despitefully misuse you and persecute you. We talked about that.
Jesus.
One of the things is that we have to keep the love of God, which is known as agape love, unconditional love.
Yes,
Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. When we have the Holy Spirit, God's love is shed abroad into our hearts. Amen. Somebody say, I can't love my enemy. Then you got some growing to do.
Jesus
did it. They was always trying to accuse him and find ways to attack Jesus. Amen. The Pharisees and the scribes. And sometimes Jesus gave them a hard rebuke. Amen.
Jesus.
Sometimes you have to use tough love. Amen. Tough love is sometimes what your loved ones. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They feel because you are family that they can be mean to you. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. But sometimes you have to use tough love. I had to do it. Amen. I'm not trying to get in nobody's business. Amen. I'm just telling you what I experienced. Amen. If you have someone in your house and they don't want to help out, you got to use tough love. Amen.
Jesus.
You have to sit down and have the talk. Amen. I know sometimes we don't want to talk to them because it's taking too much out of us.
Mm.
We don't want to have a talk.
Jesus.
Have the talk, then pray on it. Have the talk, then
Jesus.
Pray on it. Keep doing it until they finally realize that you are serious about the situation. Amen.
Yeah.
Tough love. Amen.
Yeah.
You can have them in your house. When I was in a situation where my mother-in-law could no longer afford to pay her bills because my father-in-law died, we moved in with her. I paid half on everything. Half on the rent, half on all the utilities. And if anything else came up, I did that too. So what am I trying to say? In your space, in your house, we'll take advantage. Amen. So what do you have to do? Tough love. Tough love. If they're users, they have substance abuse. Amen. That's a stronghold that the enemy has on them. They got to be saved first, cleaned up, and then they can go on with their life.
Jesus.
And maybe be productive and get a job and do the things that they need to do as a young adult, young man, a young woman. But you got to use tough love. You cannot let them take over. Amen. Being
Jesus.
A Christian does not mean we are doing that. Amen. Tough love. Amen. That's enough of that. There are going to be some times in life where you have to forgive. Peter asked Jesus, if my brother sinned against me, should I forgive him seven times? Because he knew seven was completion. Jesus said, no, Peter, 70 times seven in a day. That's 400 times. 490 times in a day. That means no limit. God is patient with us.
Yes,
so we have
Lord.
To be patient with others.
Amen.
We have to be patient with other sisters. Amen. We did not
yes,
get
Lord.
Strong overnight.
My God.
So we have to be patient with them.
Jesus
said, if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will God forgive you or yours. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we must let brotherly love continue. How do you know if a person is a Christian? By the love of the brother. The Bible says that in the last days there will be many false prophets. Here it is. A false prophet can sing, preach, and pray, but he can't live a righteous life.
Jesus.
The greatest sermon one will ever preach is the one he lives. Amen. Every day.
My God.
And yes, Lord Jesus.
We got to keep loving. Amen. Matthew 7 and 1. Judge not, that ye be not judged. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Bible says, judge nothing before the time. There are people who get saved who you never thought that would be get saved. Judge nothing before the time.
My Lord.
We are not perfect, but we strive for perfection. Amen. Matthew 5:48. He said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to push toward that mark. Amen. You're not going to make it every day. Some days you're going to fall short. Get back up. Try again.
Jesus.
God is a God of many chances. As long as you keep trying this from the heart. There's no competition in the church. Amen. The Bible says that God is no respectable a person. He loves all of us the same. Believers and non-believers. But God hates sin. So we have to do what God does. Be like God and love the person but hate the sin.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. We've all had times where we had to overcome things. Amen. And God allows us to go through that process so we can pull up our brother or our sister.
Yes,
let nothing be done in strife or vainglory.
Mm-hmm.
Love hides a multitude of faults.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is free. Paid the price on Calvary and
yes,
died for our sins and rose on the third day.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to give you a little nugget here. But the anointing doesn't come cheap. When you think about the olive, it's beaten, pounded, and crushed, and then the oil runs down. After you have been pounded, bruised, and crushed, then the anointing flows out. The more you go through for Christ's sake, the more anointed you become. We are earthly vessels, carriers of heavenly treasures. Amen. I'm about to close.
Amen. Glory to God.
Keep loving.
Amen.
The world is so full of hate and violence, chaos and mayhem.
Jesus.
Problem. Starvation.
Jesus.
The remedy is love. Everybody was to love like Jesus loved. There wouldn't be any hunger or starvation. Jesus taught us how we should live.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is our example.
My Lord.
Jesus healed the sick.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus gave sight unto the blind.
My God.
Jesus made the lame walk and the deaf talk. Jesus showed us how we should live in this life. He said, do good to them that hate you.
Jesus.
Bless those that curse you. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Amen.
Amen.
Put God first with all
Jesus.
Your heart. Amen.
Yes,
give your heart to Jesus daily. And with
Amen.
All thy soul. Give him all your soul. And with all thy mind. Amen.
Yes,
keep your mind stayed on Jesus. This
yes,
is the first and great step. The second is like it unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes,
on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Yes.
Amen. As I quote, keep loving. Keep loving. Don't
yes.
let the world make you turn cold. Don't let the world make you turn mean. Don't let the world make you turn away from God. Don't let
Hallelujah.
God separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ.
Hmm.
I'm done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you so much. Minister Learn, we thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in such a mighty way. You know, we really have been blessed. Keep on loving. Amen. The doors of the church are open. There might be one who realized that they are without. And what I mean when I say you are without, it means that you realize that you have never prayed the prayer of salvation. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, hallelujah. Well, this is an invitation, an open invitation for you to be born again. This is an invitation for you to give your life over to Christ. Will you press one this morning? Will you press one? The word went forth today is to keep on loving. Well, as Minister Learn said, you first have to have love on the inside. This is the way. Hallelujah. Will you be born again today? A simple prayer was the most important thing that you can ever do as a human being, a living human being. Will you come? Will you come today? Will you press one? Hallelujah. There might be one. There may be one. They have already prayed the prayer of salvation. But you realize that there are certain things that you know that are not showing up in your life. There are things that you have done. There are things that you may have not been involved in, but they still happen, that have caused you to stumble, that have caused you to fall from grace. We thank God that we serve a merciful God. We serve a gracious God. We serve a loving God. Hallelujah. If you know that is you, if you know that you have slipped, hallelujah. Will you press one? Will you come back to Jesus? Hallelujah. See, this is an issue of renewing your mind. Will you be renewed today? Apostle Talanika and I, and Minister Learn, we would love to pray with you and to pray for you. And Evangelist Kim, we would love to pray with you and to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, will you press one? Hallelujah. Somebody may be sick right now. Somebody may be going through some hard times in their life right now. See, we have Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody may have a family member or a friend, you know, that needs prayer. Hallelujah. Your faith is strong enough for your friends and your family members. So if they can't come, you come. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us the strong shall bear the infirmities of the weak. Hallelujah. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Someone is looking for a church home. Hallelujah. Okay. Pastor, I'm Talanika. Apostle Talanika and I, we would love to be your pastors. Hallelujah. We're just going to love on you like God has shown us how to love you through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Through love, we're just going to keep on loving you. There ain't nothing that you can do about it anyhow. But see, there is no time and no distance in spirits. It don't matter where you're at right now. We still invite you in to be a part of us. Hallelujah. Right here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we would love to be your shepherds. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single body that came, every single body that had a desire to come, but maybe did not at this time. You know all about it. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you're our source. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that when we hook up, hallelujah, with you, when we hook up to the source, we thank you that we find so much favor. We are so blessed in that abundance. We thank you that you have healed our bodies already. We thank you that you have delivered us, hallelujah, already in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have cleansed us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we can rely on your word because your word is true. And every single time that we're getting your word have a way of changing us from the inside. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much. You love us so much that you gave your life for us, that we may have life. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, and we plead your precious blood right now over each and everybody, hallelujah, at the sound of our voice right now. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all do say amen, amen, amen again. Amen. If you receive that, say, I believe it and I receive it. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Keep loving, keep loving, keep loving.
Amen.
Amen. As we wrap up here the morning service, at this time we're going to receive our tithes and offering. You can send those over to your Cash App. Pastor Chantel,
yes.
The Cash App goes over to us. Let us pray our tithes and offering. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that we can sow.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And we thank you, Father God, it's you that give the increase,
uh-huh,
that there will be no lack. We ask in Jesus' name, make us in misery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to have nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. And what matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is our frugality that your honor. It is the wisdom of spirit, kiss, generous heart, and we thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless those that gave on today, those who are already given, and those that purpose their heart to give. May you be blessed and God restore
our
hallelujah stewardship to his kingdom. Amen. Yeah. At this time, y'all, we're going to have our announcements. And I'll be bringing those announcements today.
All right.
Amen. Today is August the 14th, 2021, here at the Gospel Party Ministries in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. We're seeing Pastor Dorothy Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen.
Amen. We are one. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so today, Mondays, we have our intercession. We pray you all. We consolidated everything on one line. So everything is done on our church line, which is the 845 number you're on today, 845-277-9213. So Mondays at 6 a.m. is our intercessory prayer. Join us. Hallelujah. Central Standard Time. For those that are not on Central Standard Time, we're here in Houston, Central Standard Time, 6 a.m. So join us at 6 a.m. for intercessory. Amen. Start your week off. Today is the beginning of the week. Monday is the beginning of the work week. Put your work week off with us as well. Amen. In the name of Jesus, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday is our Bible study. Join us for Bible study. We're still teaching on the lesson of deliverance and spiritual warfare. Amen. And then on Saturdays at 12 noon, we have our lead teachers. We're talking about how do we get the Bible, how are we understanding the different translations, why so many translations, how do we get it, how is it written, and understanding those. So join us at 12 noon Central Standard Time on Saturday. And then on Sundays, we're here at 10 a.m. for church service and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So join us. Again, that number today here, 845-277-9213. So all of us on our church line, our church service line. So join us. Amen. And be blessed. Hallelujah. Anyone that's celebrating the birthday or anniversary this month of August, happy birthday. And happy anniversary. Pray God bless you, continue to keep you. Amen. Show you favor all the days of your life. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name, the praise to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think that's all we have. August 21st, we're having a comedy show. As I am the comedian.
Amen.
Hello, my comedian name is T. Chantel, comedian T. Chantel, August 21st, 7 p.m. I think it's 7:30 or 7 p.m. Get your tickets now. Give us a call for your tickets. Tickets are on sale for $25. The name of the show is You Better Know Better.
Wow.
Amen. So come out and enjoy the show. We're celebrating 18 years in comedy. You all, we supposed to have it last night at the end, but I wasn't well enough to do the show. So the show was rescheduled for August 21st. So please come out and be a part of it. Come out already. Come out ready to learn. How about that? Come out to have a good time. Amen. God bless everyone here in service. At this time, we're going to prepare to see our blessings, our pastor's blessings, as we get ready to exit today. Thanking God for this opportunity again to receive understanding, to love.
Yeah.
Keep loving.
Loving.
The Bible says it's easy to love. It's easy to love the lovable, but can you love the unlovable?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. To get that place of still love.
Yeah.
And when you fall out, get back in that place quickly. We always say that. It's the law.
Love, loving is the law.
It's the law. You've been commanded. You've been commanded to love.
Amen.
Love.
So don't break the law.
Don't break the law.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Stay in good standing. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. Amen. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in wealth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we receive, that we say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Man.
Amen. I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to move in each and every heart and each and every ear. Hallelujah. I pray that every single one was able to receive what the Holy Spirit had to say through the message that was delivered by Minister Learn Green. You know, I did receive a whole lot out of that. Amen. Now, may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, makes you perfect every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen.
Amen,
amen, amen. Again, God bless you. May God keep you. If you have a little bit more time of you, we have a word that's going to be going forth here at the 2 p.m. service. We do have a guest coming all the way. She'll be joining us from Georgia. She will be singing a solo. You know, she is my wonderful and beautiful cousin with an anointed voice on. Hallelujah. Faye Black. So if you do have some time, come to 2 p.m. service and just receive what God has for you. In the name of Jesus. Remember, we love you here. God loves you more. Satan is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen. Oh.